Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. That's our goal in life, is to figure out how to get through this life a little easier. A little easier and getting better every single day, implementing the little teeny tools, the little lessons that we get here from all the amazing people that we have on the show and make our lives better. And I think we're accomplishing that between us behind the scenes and then everything we hear from you guys, which is really nice. Welcome back, Hill Squad, to Better Together. It is not Ask the Manager Monday, but I have to say, shout out to Ask the Manager Monday, because I was listening this morning to last week's episode and I had to text Pooja because she's so friggin' funny and she doesn't even know it.
So, what'd she say?
Oh my God. When you listen back, it's different when you guys just tape it. Yeah. You have to listen back. So there were two moments. So one was, oh gosh, Pooja, what were the moments I messaged you about this morning? I remember one was...
something about how Kevin was dancing and I said something about rhythm.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, there's a lot of rhythm going on here. But she says it's so serious, like with a smile, but it's like a very like straight delivery that makes it so friggin' funny. And then later he was pretending to be the, you know, the anchors from Channel 38. And he's like, oh, you know, we lost, you know, we got Leave It to Beaver, but we lost a Little Rascal on the programming schedule, and Pooja goes, oh, like, I can't explain it. Yes. It's just so funny.
That was so nice. It made my morning.
My God. I was listening to it with Kevin and I was just crying laughing. It was so funny. But Kevin really knows how to put on a show because he's just so fun. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm still with him all these years later, guys.
For real. He's a great DJ too. Like Kev, it's so crazy the music he picks for all these different shows.
Yeah.
Then ends up in commercials like weeks later. And it's like the most obscure random stuff.
Yeah. He's always been really gifted with music.
So
he
good.
Always finds the things that no one hears. And then later, like you said, even yeah. years later, now it becomes popular. Or even the Trans Am. He wanted the Trans Am for so long. I got him a Trans Am, and like a week later, Khloe Kardashian's doing like a photo shoot on a Trans Am.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, he's very, we've talked about this a million times. He's a visionary. He
yeah.
sees way ahead. So anyhow, a shout out to all of you guys because you're really good and really funny, and Kelsey, you're just bright and,
thank you. Mm-hmm.
You have a good command on trying to figure out whether you're supposed to follow him into the madness or like, right? keep it on track.
Thanks.
And just, it's really fun to listen to you guys. So,
thanks.
I hope Hill Squad, I actually know you guys are enjoying it because we hear the comments. So thank you. It makes Kevin feel really good. All day long, FYI, he'll be like, look at what, you know, the so-and-so said, look at what Leah said, look at what, you know, Miranda said. And so, yeah, and we're going to take your note, friends, about Throwback Thursdays during the summer. But we do have some really cool ideas for you guys this summer that I think we're going to have a lot of fun with, and I think you're going to enjoy as well. So we'll leave that right there. Oh, and friends, I also have to throw out this before we get into everything. Summer is upon us. Here in LA, it's already in full swing. It was 97 degrees the other day. So it is hot, hot, hot. But before we continue on, I want to make sure that you guys obviously know I have my picks for all things summer at Macy's.com/bettertogether. It's my curated page, hand selecting items that may appeal to you for your summer events, whether it's fashion or household. We added some fun new things for summer that I think you guys will love. And obviously, you guys know we're really grateful to Macy's for their sponsorship and support of the show. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey were recently on The Office Ladies from the show The Office. Just making sure everyone's clear on that.
I like it.
I'm like, did I just create a new show, Office Ladies?
Office Ladies.
They actually probably could do a spinoff with this, just them.
Yeah, well, that's Office what their podcast is called.
I know. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's what the podcast is called. So there you go. I already forgot that. So they were talking all about how they went shopping at Macy's to get their Emmys dresses. And I thought that was so cool and they looked amazing. So you can do the same exact thing for any of your summer events. I know we've got graduations and all kinds of things upon us. We'll put some Father's Day items up in there as well for you. Father's Day is always the toughest gifts, I think, ever. Agreed. I think us ladies are so much easier because we're like perfume, candle, makeup, clothes, whatever. Guys are like tools and shaving kits. Yeah, I don't know.
I never know what to get my
Old
dad.
Spice.
It's the
Old
worst. Spice.
It's really hard.
So we will do the hard work for you. We'll put some Father's Day stuff in there as well. But there are a lot of summer items in there. And I hope you guys will take a look at Macy's.com/bettertogether. And if there's something else you want that is not on our list and you use our landing page, Macy's.com/bettertogether, we also get that credit. So thank you for that. All right. Let's get into our quote of the day because I forgot about that. It comes from Dr. Joe Dispenza. Accept the notion that once you change your internal state, you don't need the external world to provide you with a reason to feel joy, gratitude, appreciation, or any other elevated emotion. And he is so right. First of all, I feel like Dr. Joe's publicist, because every time I'm going somewhere, people are like, you look so great. You look so happy. And I'm like, it's my new meditation program.
For real.
And so, it's like, I keep telling people, and they're like, I need it. I need it. I want it. And you know, in LA, everyone's so used to what's the next thing I need it. Right. So everyone, like, no matter what, I could tell them it's like eating poop and they're like, I have to do it.
I'm in.
In LA, everyone's in. I keep getting so excited. I'm planting seeds with so many different people. And I'm like, I can't wait to see their transformation because
so good.
I want everyone to feel like this. So, today we're talking about being stuck in a negative thought pattern. And I'm going to try to remember the vibe I was in when I voice texted Kelsey and said, we need to do an episode on this. And it might have been because something was clicking where, you know, now that Dr. Joe has taught me to pay attention to my thoughts and how important my thoughts are and how once you have a thought, your body creates like this chemical compound to go with it that gets you addicted, basically. Mm. Anyway, long story short, I had this feeling in the car driving one day recently, and I said, Kelsey, there's like binge eating, binge drinking, binge whatever. I think there are binge thoughts. And it's something that is really, you can't control either. And we spiral really, really fast. And so I don't know, when I sent you that message, did you connect with what I was saying about binge thoughts?
Definitely. I think, you know, it's a pattern, right? And you get addicted and you can't stop it. And once you spiral, it's then hard to get out of it. Like I know, like take binge eating, for example, once you start, then you're in that F it. You're in that F it mindset that you're like, I'm going to keep going. So it's kind of the same idea. That's what I thought when you were saying it to me. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, that makes sense. It's like, once I'm already here, I'm already negative. I'm already spiraling. So F it. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard unless someone really, you know, kind of pulls you out of it, or you're able to have that kind of aha and pull yourself out of it.
Have you been able to identify any binge thought patterns?
Yeah, I've been really thinking recently about, because I know Dr. Joe talks a lot about we're not in the present, we're in the past or the future. And I think in the future all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's not like necessarily a dreamy, like, okay, in the future, I'm going to do this or that. It's more like what's coming up, or like even like, oh, I got to do this, which to me like has a slightly negative connotation.
Well, it's coming with stress.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. There's good thinking ahead, because almost like, you know, when he talks about, or in general, right? Stress or the fight or flight thing is a good thing when it's like a tiger coming at you, right? Or
right, a bear,
like,
yeah.
We don't want to be like, oh, I love bears. They're amazing. And then you get eaten.
Right.
No, there's a reason why we have fight or flight in our bodies, right? So thinking ahead is a good thing as well, right? You want to think Definitely. Ahead and be like, Maria's going away for 2 weeks. We need to get some shows like figured out. Right. And is Kevin available to do Ask the Manager Monday?
Right.
And so there are good ones. But when we're just constantly thinking about the emotions of our past, which we've already discussed, mm-hmm. 50% of them are embellished.
Crazy.
So now we're living by the emotions of things that never even happened. Think about that for a second.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're letting that control our now, how we're feeling now. And then we're dragging, as he says, our bodies into the future, thinking about, oh my God, I got to be here. I got to be there. I'm going to see the same people. It's so exhausting.
Exhausting.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
But, mm-hmm. but, you know, tell me more about your thinking about the future.
I just think that I've always been, I'm like such a high, I hate saying high stress, but I kind of am. I run hot, right? And it's like, I'm always like, okay, got to do this, got to do that, got to be here. I literally will like have a calendar of like, okay, I have this appointment in 2 weeks. And I've always been that way where I've just like almost like overbooked myself, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my God, you never, ever live in the present. You never live in the present. And that's why you're overwhelmed. You're this, you're that. And so I don't know. I think I've just been thinking about that a lot lately since you brought it up. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. let's try and find a way, which this is where like our scheduling comes in that Anthony Trux taught us, like schedule what you need to, Kelsey, but you don't need to live in that state all the time. Like that's what's just keeping you hot internally and revving you up all the time. So I don't know. I've been really trying recently to be like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be sitting on this couch watching this show, not thinking about what I'm doing tomorrow.
And not being on the phone doing second screen experiences.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Exactly.
Or when you get to the things that you scheduled, like you scheduled your Pilates, be in it.
Be there. Be
and
there.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really great. So I looked up in my notes from day 2 of Joe Dispenza, and he was saying that people get addicted to the arousal. So we get addicted to that, like, oh my God, that's stress. Like I gotta go do this. And it makes them addicted to a life they don't even want. So when the body's in this state, it's always trying to predict the worst case scenarios, forecasting your future based on the experiences of your past. So your body begins to automatically change. Then the feeling of anxiety of the outcome, and we get addicted to the thoughts, then we tell the story, and then we use the same future because we all see past long-term effects of stress, downregulate. Oh, so there's more of it. There, go. Forget about that part. That's just more notes that will go into a whole other thing. But he was talking about being addicted to this arousal. Mm. And a lot of us get addicted to these patterns because they're known to us. And whether we like it or not, we like the known. Think about the people in your life that you hang out with basically because you're comfortable with them.
Yeah.
They're known. So you know that, okay, so they're even a little bit miserable a lot and they come in complaining a lot. All right, yeah. But you're just used to that and you feel safe in that. Mm. It's the same thing with these thought patterns, right? We are addicted to that chaos, that feeling, and we're comfortable in that. And so his goal is with these meditations to get us comfortable with the unknown. And the unknown is when all the really cool stuff can actually happen, is when you leave space for that. Instead of just staying in the monotony of the, sorry, I'm flipping through pages to find, of the comfortable.
That's so interesting.
So I think it was here he was talking about the hardest thing about changing is not making the same decisions you made yesterday. When you start to inhibit those negative feelings, the body begins to crave those familiar emotions and it sends signals. So now all of a sudden you break your nail and your day is ruined. Those thoughts are the body as the mind trying to unseat you. And if you succumb, it will lead to the same emotions, lead to the same behaviors, and you feel right back at home in the familiar. So it's like, so when you're trying to get out of it, basically, he's like, it's going to be uncomfortable. And your body's so used to it, it's going to create scenarios so that you can get that high off the negative. Because that's where you feel comfortable, because that's where our normal baseline is in that stressful negative thing. So those binge thoughts just keep coming in. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm late again, or whatever it is, my stomach, or my this, or my that. And then we just keep living in this, and that's where we stay. And so the binge thoughts thing was just something that kind of hit me. It's like, let's start paying attention to what these common thoughts are and see if we can detach from the emotion. Because as he said in the event, I'm pretty sure I remember he said that, you know, those past experiences are only alive because of the emotion that we attach to it. So if you can get rid of the emotion, it's untethered to you. It's gone. And so they're memorized emotions.
He talks about that in here. I was listening to something and this, like, I literally read it out loud to Pooja because I was like, oh my gosh. As you keep telling the story of why you're in a bad mood or why you have these bad thoughts, you are conditioning the body into the past. So you're already waking up the next morning looking for that emotion. It's like you're memorizing your emotions. That emotion stays within you just lingering.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, when you wake up in the morning, what's your first thought?
Probably I'm tired.
Right?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I want to sleep another hour, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So why don't you get to bed an hour earlier? Then you'll feel like you got that extra hour.
Truly.
Yeah. Right? We have to make decisions. Why do I end the show every day with be nice people, make good choices, and be present?
Yeah.
Right? Those were some of the gifts of a brain tumor. So for me, like last night, we went to bed at 9. Kevin's like, do you want to watch anything? I said, no, I want to go to bed. I had like a late night. I went to, you know, a few things this weekend. And I said, I want to rest. And we woke up totally refreshed. And it's a very easy concept. Just go to bed earlier. Mm-hmm. Right? So our bodies can get the rest it needs to recover from all the things that we've done.
Right.
And then when you wake up, if you can start the practice of getting up and smiling, like just first thing you do is just smile. So I get up now and I smile and I'm like, today's going to be great. It's going to be a great day. Before I can let in any junk, I am making sure that I'm in charge of the thoughts. I'm not letting the thoughts control me. I'm controlling the thoughts, right? So, and by the way, when I do my, because I do my meditations at night, it makes a huge difference because I do wake up so refreshed. If I don't do it, ooh, no bueno.
Wow, that's so wild.
A 90-minute meditation. So last night, I went to bed at 9. I woke up at 1. It was 12:57. And I had to go to the bathroom.
Did you just set your alarm?
No. I have it set as a
backup
for 3:30 because you're supposed to do this pineal gland meditation anytime between 1 and 4. So I just woke up and I was like, okay, time to do it. It's 1 o'clock. I have the most melatonin. This is the moment to do it. And I did it. And I'm realizing because I take melatonin at night, I can't take, I have to like subtract the dosage in half because when I'm doing the pineal gland, I'm a little foggy and I need to be a little bit more crisp. So I'm learning as I go. But yeah, I wake up refreshed and feeling great because I'm giving my body and my mind everything that it needs and wants.
Wow.
We totally neglect our mind and body all day, every day. I was writing a speech and it's so insane to think about the fact that we're conditioned every day in life growing up to become something. To become something, you got to work hard and you got to do all these things. You got to get straight A's. You got to go to a great school and there's all this stuff. No one's saying, let's focus on your health.
No.
Because that is going to get you there so much faster. So I'm seeing how much more productive I am with a clearer mind, a happier mind and body and brain, because I'm treating it so much better. Now, I had been treating it pretty well as I knew I could. Now I know so much more. So now I'm like, you know better, get better. That now my body and my brain is like, oh my gosh, thank you. Yes, I can do this. I can do that. Like I can do so much more. And I'm not screaming. I'm tired. I'm not worrying about time. It's all getting done because it's not scrambled up here. I was talking about that on Live with Kelly recently when I was on is, you know, when you're doing these meditations and you're clearing your body and your mind and everything's floating, your brain is so happy that it'll give you everything you want later. It's like putting premium gas in the car. Yeah, I'll take you to Vegas. Sure. Thank you for the good gas.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
And so these binge thoughts, if we can learn to take control of them and then think new thoughts, as he says in here, let me get to that place where I highlighted the next note I wanted to share with you guys. New thoughts lead to new choices. New choices lead to new behaviors. New behaviors will lead to new experiences, which will then lead to new emotions. And then you have evolution. So your brain will start to change as you're giving it new things. And so I have been profoundly moved by all of this and really just love the idea that I can be in control of my destiny, not my environment, right?
Yeah.
So, and Tony talks about a lot of this stuff at his events where he's like, you can feed you or you can let the world feed your mind. And so that was my first step in, okay, I got to clear out all this news. I'm letting the news program me. I don't want that anymore. By the way, I was somewhere. I'm like, what? There's so many things in the news that I didn't know. Like so many things. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just meditating. I'm just feeling good. I can't go there. I got to get myself good.
Like, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So now I know that I can be greater than my environment and I can create my own day and my own experience of my days. And what's going on out here isn't going to affect me. inside because I'm working on the inside all day, every day. So it's been pretty cool.
I love it. I like to, this idea that he talks about, you know, thinking greater than how you feel, kind of what we were saying. It's like, mm-hmm. I wake up and I'm like, nah, I feel tired. It's like, okay, well, how are we going to change that? And instead of just staying in that like headspace, because if you wake up in that negative, then you're just going to keep that negative. Mm-hmm. Like the more you try and fight it. So anyways, I just think that, I don't know, all of this is really, it's like, it seems like a lot, but it's not that hard.
No, the hard part is that initial, he calls it like crossing the river of change.
Ah, yeah.
Because as you start to try to change, it's like the devil's pulling you back. It's like, oh, let me create a new scenario for you to feel like you used to feel like, Kelsey, don't you want to feel like this again? Right. Wasn't that comfortable and amazing? And right. You're like, oh yeah, I want to feel like shit. That feels good. And then you go over here.
But yeah.
Over here, you're like, oh, this feels good, but this is weird. This is unknown. I'm confused. I'm scared. Let me go to where I'm comfortable. And then you go back to the chaos. So you, when you're crossing, that's why sometimes these events are just so great because it's full immersion. You're all in. Like my friends were all like, you shut your phone off for a week? And I said, yeah, because I knew this was my time to heal. This was my time to really make changes and to stick with them. And I love my notebook. And I used my notebook that Kelsey got me for, I think it was Christmas. Mm-hmm. And all my notes are in here. And I try to reread as many pages as I can to stay in that mindset. Sometimes when I'm meditating, I pretend I'm in the room I was in with them, with everybody.
Oh, I like that.
So I can feel that energy again. And yeah, it's really, really powerful when you can start to overcome your negative thoughts. And the longer you do it and the more you practice it, the easier it gets, just like anything else, right? You start to learn how to ride a bike. First, you're falling, you're crashing in a garages like me. And then eventually you get the hang of it, right? And then you're like, oh, I can pop a wheelie. Oh, cool. I can jump off a curb. Oh, there's all these new exciting things that you can do, but you have to stick with it. And it just changes your whole life, but you got to get through that tough period. It's like when you're dieting, those first couple days, I tell people all the time, because your body's so used to reaching for whatever it wants. Now you're saying, no, we're going to have some discipline. And you're like, discipline, what's discipline? But you have to have discipline with your mind and your thoughts, right? Who was it on the show that said an undisciplined mind is, it was a quote, it was a really good quote. I can't remember.
I can't remember. I almost want to say it was like, Oh, we're searching. Oh, it might have been a Dr. Amen.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Dr. Amen. We'll
I thought so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that beginning part of grabbing those negative thoughts is hard. But then eventually you do the work enough. Now, I didn't have to do the work for very long. It was 1 week of real intense, like, you know, immersion.
Right.
And I was able to switch everything, but I did have to disconnect from the outside world and I couldn't be sucked into people's dramas and my text feed like, oh my God, this happened to me today. And then I'm responding and trying to be the superhero in everybody else's life. I'm like, I have to be one in my own life right now. And then you realize less and less of those come in because now you're conditioning the body, as he says, to a new mind. And the new mind's like, I don't want that shit. I want to feel good. So if a negative thought comes in or a thought about my past, which is very rare now, I say, no, change. What do I want my future to look like? How did it feel again? Let me go back in there. And then I'm like, oh yeah, this is what it's going to be like. My future is this and it's happening and I can feel it and it's great. And then I'll just live in those feelings, swim in the good shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the negative, but we don't realize we have those choices. We really have those choices every single day about what we're going to let in, what we're going to feel. There are so many people along our way that will teach us this, but it doesn't really click until it clicks. We had an accountant back in the day, Dennis Junt, and he had a great accent and I am going to butcher it, but he used to say, no one can hurt you, but you. And you put meaning to words, you put meaning to things. And I couldn't understand, but he had lived a lot longer of a life than me. And I tried, but I couldn't grasp it. And how easier of a journey would it have been if I did? But I'm learning it now, and it's never too late because feeling like this is awesome.
Do you find if the negative thoughts come in, I know you're saying you catch it and you'll, you know, pivot them. Do you find that that's easy now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I know what it's like to feel, to swim in the feelings of my future and what that looks like. And that feels so good and so real that I don't want to feel that. And it's all stupid. It's not even real, those past things. Like we said, 50% of them are embellished. And now you're living by the emotions of things that didn't even happen.
Wow. Well,
and whether you want to believe that or not, that's actually like scientifically fact, proven. Yeah. That's fact. Right? We all want to believe our story and we want everyone to hear our story and we want you to feel bad for us. And yeah, we've all got them. All of us have them. But do we want it to keep running our ride? Do we want to keep living by that or do we want to create a new future? So if we can catch, so I actually pretend like I'm a baseball catcher catching those thoughts.
Ooh.
You do start your day, like I get up and I'm like, I take a deep breath and I'm like, oh, today's going to be a great day. And I go to bed praying that tomorrow is going to be an amazing day. I set the intention for an amazing day. And then I do my gratitude list in the morning and the night. So in the morning I grab Winnie and I say, Winnie, you ready to do the grateful list? And she'll come over and she'll play with me and do her little grunting and all of that. And we say, okay, what do we want to be today? Who do we want to be today? And she looks at me with her cocked little poodle head. And I'm like, well, I want to be light and I want to be the light Winnie. And then she looks at me. I'm like, oh, you want to be a bitch still, huh?
She's like, no.
I'm like, okay, you little bitch. But I set the intention of what I want to be. And then I go out and I be it. Mm. And everybody responds to your energy. And we know that, but we don't know it in the positive way. We know it in the negative ways.
Oh, that's a great point. We're so quick to go to the negative.
Yep. Yeah. So we know, oh my God, negative energy, but we don't think about what the positive does. The positive yields so much more and everyone around you feels it. And then they respond to you in those ways. And so it's been really, really, really cool.
What would you say for someone who doesn't maybe necessarily realize that they're in this space? Because I feel like that's probably a lot of people.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
So one of the things I was teaching Kevin yesterday, and we learned it here, by the way, we learn everything here. And by the way, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, let us know what you think about binge thoughts. Are you identifying yours as we're talking? And what of any of this is clicking with you? I'd love to hear. But I was telling Kevin yesterday, I said, just start, like, even when you're sitting with somebody, start feeling into your body. Like, how do I feel when I sit with this person? Do I feel calm? Or do I feel a little anxious? Do I feel a little nervous? Do I feel like I have to, how do I feel? So I do that every time I'm sitting with someone and I'm wondering, like, okay, how do I feel with this person? Oh, okay, I felt calm. Good. This is where I want to be. This is where I need to be. And if you're not, then you know there's something off in the situation and you're now not going to respond the way you normally would. You're going to respond inauthentically to a person like that because you're going to feel like you have to put on a show or you're going to have to feel like you have to be different, all this stuff. He was like, I love that. So you'll start to get more in tuned with your feelings. And with the binge thoughts, it's like you're going to know how you feel every day because of how you wake up. If you wake up and you're like, I'm tired, and then you got to tell someone you're tired, and then you're like, oh my God, I don't have enough time. This was all of me, trust me, all of me. And just there's a little bit of stress and you're thinking about where you got to go. And you think anything I'm talking about right now, you're going to feel and you're going to connect to because that was me too. And so then you realize, oh, there might be a little issue here. Okay, let me start to realize what I'm thinking. Slow down for one day. Deschedule a little bit and start to see what pops in when you're in the shower. Because that was where I was catching a lot of thoughts initially when I was, before I went to the event, and I was just doing the progressive course online. Negative thoughts would come in about people in my past or situations or things that didn't feel good, and I would catch them. And I'm like, ooh, gotcha. Bye, B. Right? As you would say.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Exactly.
Bye, B. And I would say, I'm trading that, or I'd say change. How do I want to feel? Oh, I want to feel good. Oh, what do you want in your life? Okay, this is what I want. This is how I see my future. We just have to keep remembering that we can create our future. So these negative emotions are creating a chain of events that keep reinforcing that. So negative things will happen. So if we switch them to positive, you're going to start to see a completely different set of patterns be created. And I hope I'm making sense.
You are. Yeah, you absolutely are.
But I think you have to realize that you have to be able to focus and be present with what thoughts are coming in so you can catch them and catch the patterns and eliminate them. Mm. For me, it was always fear of money, not having enough money, fear of safety, worries about so many people who were not worrying about me. I don't know why I thought I had to be the master of the universe and worry about everybody, right? Worry about Kelsey's rug. Why do I have to worry about your rug, Kelsey?
You don't.
But I did, and it was so much better,
you
right?
You really don't. Yeah,
but it was better.
Great.
But,
it's a great rug.
But what happens is we get addicted to worrying. And then when we don't have any for us, then we take on everybody else's. I'm worried about Dimitri. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about, boo, 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 take it all in. I'm addicted to worry. And so now I'm just like, I'm shedding it and it's feeling so much better because I don't want to replace the worry, right? I had worry with my mom. I had worry with my dad. I don't want to continue having those feelings because I know now that that's getting me sick. All of that inside of us, guys, is getting us sick. The worry, the stress, the fear, the anger, all of these negative emotions. Now, sometimes these emotions are good because they can direct us. Okay, don't want to hang out with that person. Don't want to do a deal with that person. Don't want to work in this place. But we don't want to live in them 24/7 and we don't want them to continue to be perpetuating. So I see now more than ever, and I was writing this speech this weekend, and I see now more than ever how the accumulation factor of all of those choices, which I didn't know were choices then, but I know now, were choices of how I wanted to think and feel, and just got me sicker and sicker and sicker until, you know, the ultimate happened.
This is crazy how, I mean, it's not crazy. As Kevin tells us, don't say crazy. It makes sense. Like, I don't know. I think that's why everyone has, we're sicker now more than ever, I feel like, in this time, in these, in the States. And it's all of this. It's all of this just, there's so much negative.
And it all just fills you up and makes you sick.
Yeah. So, friends.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
I'm hoping that you guys are inspired to start to look at how your thoughts could be creating your reality. And I remember Tony, before I went into brain surgery, he was like, honey, whatever you believe will be. And I was like, oh gosh, I didn't know I had so much power. But we do. We do have a lot of power. And we can create our own reality with our thoughts. And then we can definitely attract the reality we want by getting into that present moment and going into the quantum, into the field and planting it. So why not be doing that? And I'm now your kind of shining example of what can be. I wake up every day and I feel great. And I'm meditating in the middle of the night. It's still a bit of a mind F, to be honest, to wake up it's still like, wait, I'm waking up and I'm doing this. But it got faster and faster every time. I'm like, oh, it's already over? Wow, 90 minutes like that. Poof.
Wow. Does he still do it every day?
Who?
Dr. Joe.
I don't know what he does. He doesn't have, by the way, that's what I love about him. He doesn't have a one-size-fits-all prescription. You do what you want. So I decided this weekend, I was at some really late situations. And I said, you know, I'm going to do there's a mini pineal in the tuning into your new reality thing. So one night I came home, it was like 2 a.m. or whatever. And I said, I really am going to have to sleep a little bit. So I did this mini one. It was like 7 minutes or something. I'm like, okay, I did my pineal. I'm good. And then I woke up and I did my other ones. And then Saturday night I said, okay, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do a walking meditation for 90 minutes. And so I did that. And I figured, okay, my new prescription is going to be on the weekends, I'll do my walking meditations, because I think it's going to be a little too complicated with all of you here in the mornings, me walking around the yard and, you know, doing my whole thing.
Maria's like, I'm entranced while we come in.
and so I was like, I'll do my walkings on the weekends and my pineals during the week. But he doesn't say to do anything. He just says, stick with the work so you can get better. And I know that I have a bunch of things I want to get better at, health-wise and, you know, in every way. And so I'm really sticking with as much of it as I can fit into a day. And it feels so good that it's never really a chore. The nighttime one is still, like I said, it's a little bit of a mind F. You're like, oh my God, I gotta get, okay. But that's why I like going to bed way earlier. It's less of a mind F if you go to bed at 9. And you're like, okay, sometime between 1 and 4, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. But you feel so refreshed in the morning. And it's because, like I said, the body creates that same chemical compound found in Valium. So you're getting free Valium to your body. Free Valium.
Wow.
So he doesn't tell you what he does or what you should do. You just do what you feel. But then you start to feel so good. And it's easier to manage your thoughts. It's easier to overcome whatever reality you're living in. You have back pain, you have this, you have that, whatever it is a lot easier to handle and manage, because you're living in your new reality every day. You're dreaming about your future, then attracting it to your now, which means you're deleting that separation between where you are and what you want. because you're magnifying it back to you. So you're already living in your future. So those feelings are there. You're already feeling like you have everything that you want. And that makes it all come faster and manifest faster. And so those feelings just feel so much better than whatever you were living in before that you don't care. You'll just keep doing it. So I can't wait for you and Kevin to go.
I know. I'm like, I still feel like waking up at 1 a.m. would be a little difficult for me, but I'm trusting you.
It will be until you see how you feel after. It's no different than waking up early and going to the gym. It sucks to wake up early. Yeah. You go to the gym, you get an insane workout in, and you're like, oh, I feel so good. I feel so accomplished. It's the same thing. No one's ever regretted going to the gym after.
No.
Ever. Not one human, unless they got hurt.
True.
Not one human ever leaves the gym and says, oh, I wish I didn't do this. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Wow. I have to ask, our friend Joe has been doing it. Have you heard any updates from him?
I have not. I was going to check in with him before this.
I'm so curious.
Yeah. Joe's going to be a really good, barometer.
Yeah, I think so too.
For what this is. I mean, he's the toughest one to reach and he already was so moved when he started and that was inspiring Kevin. So friends, moral of the story is we have to, think greater than we feel. We have to start realizing what thoughts we're allowing to come in, knowing that most of them aren't really serving us, catching them, and maybe replacing them with what your future dreams are and what you want to feel more of instead of what those are serving you. And realize that these binge thoughts are not serving us. All right, friends. That is it for today. I hope this was helpful. Anybody have any questions before we end?
No, I love it. I'm excited. Pooj? I think, Pooji, what do you, are you going to catch your binge thoughts?
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. Because I was going to ask you, but then you answered the question before me even asking, like, what do you do when you do have those negative thoughts? But mm-hmm. I like the visual of like catching them and then being like, how am I going to change this? Like, what do I really want to be thinking? Because I'm a visual person. So mm-hmm. like, when I get those now, I'm going to like literally see myself catch them in the air, be like, get out of here, and then throw them out and change it to what I want.
And just know, everybody, it's not easy, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're running on such programs all day, every day. We're on autopilot and we're so busy, as we know, living in the future, thinking about the past. You really have to start finding some time to be present. Now, maybe you're not at the point where you can start meditating yet. Again, I am not someone who is good at this at all. I would have rather gouge my eyeballs out than go to a meditation event. I have no idea. God just totally made this all happen and thank God. But maybe for you, it's going in sniffing the flowers. Queens, you can easily take a break and go sniff the flowers. I also implemented...
I sniff the roses by your...
All the time.
Front door, all the time.
Lavender.
Wait, do they smell?
Yes.
What roses in my yard
smell?
The
red ones.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I swear, I will show you. Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Oh, I was just ripping those out.
No,
No.
Okay.
They're really good.
Well, I will say, I implemented a mandatory 20 to 30 minute meditation program for the queens here every day at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you have been sticking to it.
Yeah, we've been doing it.
Yeah,
it's been great.
Has it felt different?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect time because I know I'm not out of the normal when I say like everyone gets that like 2:00, 3:00 slump.
That's why I said 2.
Yeah.
So because that's when I usually go upstairs and meditate too. And it makes me feel so much better because the kettle's starting to run hot.
Mm-hmm.
You've already been working for many hours.
And, right.
And so you can just cool everything back down. So what are you doing for a meditation?
Laying there. With my eyes closed.
Where?
In the screening room.
In the
dark. Yeah.
Okay.
We usually just set an alarm. We'll go in there and like, I don't like anything. Sometimes like, I just want to lay there and close my eyes. And both of us have been doing it.
So may I suggest, yes. Dr. Joe, there are meditations on YouTube.
Okay.
Pop one open.
I like that.
And see if you can start just kind of, even if you're feeling like it takes you out into space, because sometimes just quiet isn't enough.
Right.
So try it out.
Okay, we'll try that today.
Yeah.
Is that Bobo? I feel like I hear Bobo crying.
It could be the seat.
It might be the chair.
Oh. Kind of. Scooching, making
noise. Throughout the show, I kept hearing some whimpering, and I go, is that Bobo?
It might be the chair.
Okay, friends, that is it for us today. If you haven't checked out the website, mariamenounos.com, we have life hack blogs of every one of these episodes, so that if you're listening to us while you're at the gym or on a hike, which we know a lot of you are on, hope it's amazing, by the way, you can get the cliff notes of these episodes and be able to go back into the aha moments. If you could be so kind to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we have a link to that in the summary of this episode. And we also on the website, by the way, have right now we have Anthony Parowski's 5 pantry must-haves. We have Kendra Scott's top tips on starting a business. We have my favorite can't live without products. We are still figuring out the shop page. It's still not perfect yet, but we're getting there. And favorite clean tinted moisturizer, which is really important for summer, I think, because it gives you a glow, covers you with some good SPF, gives you some hyaluronic acid. It's my everything. I love this stuff. So check it out when you have a chance. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.